We've had Truffles Grill, Armando's, and Prato. Truffles Grill has taken over a space that wasn't a restaurant space over in Winter Park Village. I think it was a furniture store or something. And it is a nice atmosphere. It's casually upscale. One little neat thing is that on the bar they have 5 iPads, and the iPads have the wine list on them. The food at Truffles Grill is, I think they're going for the comfort food kind of thing, and it's just not that comfortable. I had a crab cake. Yeah, I've had a lot of crab cakes over the years, and some of them have been pretty miserable, and this one takes the crab cake.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It looked great. It had big chunks of lump crab meat in it, which you sort of look for in a crab cake. You really want that.
Yeah.
But it was really hard and chewy. Plus, it had filler that I would swear was mashed potatoes.
You're kidding.
I didn't do DNA on it, but
But you're the expert.
If it tastes like mashed potatoes and it looks like mashed potatoes, I don't know. The bottom line is it was not a very good crab cake. And then one of their signature dishes is chicken pot pie. And again, it came out looking great. It had this big puffed pastry dome on it. But underneath that was this liquidy substance that was more like soup than kind of a gravy that you expect with a chicken pot pie.
A little thicker.
Yeah, and it just wasn't very good.
What do we have next?
Let's go to Armando's. Armando's, we're doing a little bit better with Armando's. So he's taken over the space that was Hot Olives. I really always liked that structure, the old Hot Olives, because it was mostly open air. And so it was you were inside, but all the doors and windows were open, and it felt like you were actually outside, but you wouldn't get rained on if it started raining. He's doing kind of a pizza-centric menu, but there's much more to that. I liked the pizza. It was a little... It had lots of toppings. I'll give it that. And I think it was because of the toppings that the crust got a little bit soggy. But if you know you're going to do a little bit of a trade-off, I'll go for the more toppings. And also had a nice veal milanese, which is one of my favorites. Prato, the new restaurant on Park Avenue. They're going for an Italian mien, but it really isn't traditional Italian. It's more stylized. It's more creative. Again, here we have pizzas as part of the focus of the menu. It's a wood-burning oven right out there in the dining room, so you can see the pizzas being made and shoved into the oven. It's good, a good crust with the kind of temperature you get in there, 800, 900 degrees. It can get charred real quick, and one of the pizzas I had a kind of a burnt crust on it, but overall, a pretty good pizza. There, I recommend the one called Widowmaker, and it's got all sorts of things that would, I guess, clog your arteries.
Hence the title. What kind of toppings are we talking here?
The main thing that will surprise you is a fried egg in the middle of it.
Really? Okay, that surprises me.
You're also going to have some pasta dishes, and they make their own pasta. They still have some kinks to work out. I love the atmosphere. Vibrant, and you'll have trouble getting in the door right now. It's a very rustic atmosphere. This is the sort of place you can go in a pair of jeans and feel just fine. But what's on the plate is going to be definitely an upscale, casual sort of menu.